Do you remember the time? Oh, I we fall in love. You remember the time we first met, girl.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
It's Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
We hope everybody's having a fantastic holiday season. And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you're not offended by us saying that, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, right? Today's episode is going to come out on
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So the eve of the Christmas. And it's going to be stupid dog. Yeah, we're doing it live. We are doing this one today all about remembering what's important because Man, it's a lot going on these days, right? I mean, it's, especially right now, there's a lot of emotion near the holidays. Your missed ones, loved ones are not there, far apart, distance, or they're gone to a better place. And it's kind of hard with all the surrounding noise,
yeah.
I would say, to kind of remember really what's important this time of year. But before that, as you'll be listening to this, we'll actually be coming home. Because we'll be in Florida this upcoming week. We're recording this a couple weeks ahead of time. And fourth quarter has gone really well.
Very excited about that.
So we talked about the fourth quarter all the freaking time from, like, what, June all the way until now. So
yeah, if you're sick of hearing it, that's okay. We're pretty much done talking about the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, at this point, today when we're recording this, was our last day of doing any real fourth quarter shopping. We got a bunch of good stuff today, a bunch of new toys, a bunch of good home items that are going to sell all the time year round. So we feel pretty confident that when we are on vacation, everything's going to be going really, really well.
Yep. So guys, we're excited about the new year coming up and we hope you are too. And we hope you're taking the time to spend time with your family because they're very important as ours is to us. Before we forget, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. Also, send us your success stories, info@themibpodcast.com. Today's episode?
Yeah, I think we, let's go ahead and get into that. Let's not do too much jibber jabbering today. Usually we talk a lot and yeah, let's just get right into the episode. Today's episode is titled
Married and Remembering What's Important, episode number 68.
And I guess it wouldn't be a MIB podcast if we did not intro the episode in song form, right?
Yeah, this time Mike gets to do the honors.
Do you remember the time, oh, why you would fall in love? You remember the time we first met, girl.
And that was me. It was not Michael Jackson.
I know. Shocking.
I know.
Shocking resemblance.
Dead on. You ever have it like that? Yeah, but it's like the a fake hearing thing where when you hear something, you're like, I nailed it. Then you hear a recording, you're like, wow. Way off.
Yeah.
I look more like Michael Jackson than sound like Michael Jackson. But the whole point is, remembering what's important.
Yes.
And that's the only song we could figure out that had like memories or remembering.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
But, you know, to get to the point, we always talk a lot about money and success and achievements and dreams and goals and all that jazz.
I mean, this is a business and marriage podcast.
Yeah.
So
we those should, things are important.
We should be talking about marriage and business, or we'd call it something different.
Yeah, but, you know, today we really want to focus on what's really important. What are those underlying things that really drive us and you to do these things, to achieve, to make money, to have these huge dreams? You know, is it the size of a check, or is it, you know, how many items we've sold? And, you know, for us, I think the reason we do everything we do, it isn't for money at all. It really is to create a lifestyle for our family. You know, it really is to be able to create memories. And that's something that I know Mike and I talk a lot about, creating memories, you know?
Yep. That's all we are really trying to do. You know, we have a pretty good lifestyle. We are constantly doing fun stuff with our kids to the point where they're not even surprised, which is kind of a letdown, right? Really, it really kind of is. Because, you know, we're going to Florida next week, and I got us reservations for the T-Rex, which is like a dinosaur cafe, which is like Rainforest Cafe.
Food's so good.
Yeah, except every 15 minutes, instead of it raining, the dinosaurs die from a meteor shower, something like that. We've been there before, and, you know, it probably didn't cost us $150 to get dinner. Like, it's not expensive. I mean, not cheap, right? But sure enough, these kids, I tell them we got reservations, they're like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it? That's it? You know, we're going to Florida. I got you a $150 dinner basically planned.
Yeah.
We're going to Busch Gardens. We're going to SeaWorld. We're going to be spending most days by the pool. And we're going to eat dinner out every night of the week.
Yeah, I think they kind of come to expect it, yeah. Which, you know.
So I guess that is a pat on the back for the parents that they do. They don't expect it, but they're not surprised by it. Right? If we didn't go, they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But if we do go, they're like, oh, cool. That's, you know, not overly excited, but I guess we've done a good job of providing what we're looking to provide.
Yeah. And, you know, for us, memories are really important because, you know, me growing up, we didn't get to do a lot of the fun stuff that our family is doing now. And so because we had a tight budget, you know, and my parents had to work to make ends meet. And so they were busy doing that. And my dad worked nights part of the time when I was a kid. And, you know, they made sacrifices so that we could just have our life, you know. And so we weren't able to do some of the things that we're able to do now. And so being able to do that for my kids is really important. And then the other thing is we do this for you guys or for other people, because if we can figure out how to be successful in something, then we can tell other people how to be successful in that same area. And I think that that is a huge help. You know, we're all about reaching out to help other people, giving people a hand up, not just, you know, not a handout. We want to give people a hand up so that you can take a step up in the right direction and figure out what you need to do and what steps you need to take.
Yeah. I mean, me and Talia said that no matter what, whether this ever became a financial benefit to us, we would give a year of our life to coach people, like basically doing what we're doing right now through a podcast. Right. Mm-hmm. And we would love to have sponsors. We'd love to have more listeners, but really we'd just love to help people. I mean, that's really the truth. Now, you know, we have so many different revenue streams that we are building right now that maybe this thing might go to the side in the future. Hope not. But right now we said that we would give a year of our life to go out there and help people in this, not go through the crap that we went through.
Yeah.
Really, if all we could do is give you the one tip that made you turn left instead of right, where we kind of fell in this ditch, you know, that's a benefit to us and it's well worth it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, we'll let you keep going, Ty. I don't want to go too off topic.
All right. So, you know, that being said, we just want to make sure that you know where our heart's at, but also figure out where you're at. Like what really drives you? And once you remember those things, don't forget them. Keep them in front of you because that will help you. You know, you don't want to neglect the things that are important to you, right? So we work a lot, but we always make sure we have time for our kids, right? And some of you may have a full-time job that requires a lot from you, but you're working to provide for your family that you love. So don't neglect the time that you have for them. Don't overwork, you know, set aside time just for them so that you can create memories with them. So they're not just the dad that worked all the time or the mom who was never there because she had to work. Make those memories with them so that, you know, growing up, you have that bond.
Yeah. I mean, there's, especially, you know, we do work a lot and we are growing something that, a business that hopefully they can inherit one day and things like that. And obviously they're going to, you know, we die, they'll inherit any type of wealth we've accumulated. So that's good for them, you know.
Yeah.
Although my daughter said that since she's first born, she should get all of the money, which is fine. But it is true. You know, we do work a lot. And I think that quality time always trumps quantity time, because I don't think if you're sitting in front of a TV for 4 hours with your kids every night, and that's my quality time with my kids. It's not really quality. That's more quantity.
Right.
But sitting next to each other really isn't like creating a relationship, right?
Right.
If I just sat next to Talia all these years and didn't go for the smoochies or something, we wouldn't be married the second, right? So I think that's how it kind of works. A lot of people think they spend a lot of time. And I remember hearing a quote like that back in this crap philosophy class that I had to take. Where someone like the average father spends two undivided minutes of attention with their child per day, or something ridiculous, like two a day or like,
yeah, that's crazy.
10 a week. And I'm like, what? I spend so much more time with my kids. And does that mean, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
Really, where did it come down to it? Or do I really not spend any undivided time with the kids? I don't know. And at the time, I think I just had Bella and she was just a baby. So it didn't, you know, she obviously needed me every minute.
Yeah.
She got my attention whenever she needed it because she's just going to cry if she didn't get it.
Yeah.
But that's terrible. I mean, it really is terrible that you do that. And me and Talia, do we take vacations? Yeah. We turn them into business trips. We do a lot of those.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it the other day. This year, if you guys started listening to us back in, I think, March or April when we started the podcast, we literally have gone probably on at least 6 to 8 weekend excursions.
Yeah. Where
we had to drive to New Hampshire and Massachusetts to go business shopping. And we stood at a nice Marriott hotel, 2-bedroom Marriott hotel with an indoor pool so the kids can go play. And we did this a bunch of times. And, you know, yeah, we had a business to do there, but we also got to spend time with the kids, right? Yeah. And we needed to go there to get the stuff we needed because Maine didn't have any stores. but we went to Six Flags,
yep.
We did all this stuff. And this is, I know it's just money stuff, right? You're spending money doing this and that, but the whole point of us was trying to make that memory or try to make these lasting memories that hopefully they would remember forever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we succeeded on some of those things because I don't know. What do you think? Because I feel like we do stuff like that. We went to Disney every weekend for 2 years.
Yeah, we did. But I do think maybe not every single trip was something that they remembered, but I think the trips, like knowing that we did take them to this place, we did go to an indoor pool. They might not remember the exact one, but I think it made an impression on them, which is the whole point, you know, just to have memories of our family together having fun. But
we went to Six Flags and then we went to the pool inside the hotel. But what they probably remember the most is there's a basketball court there and we went out and played kickball and basketball.
Yeah.
So theme park. So that's where it comes, the quality time instead of whatever.
Running around theme park, trying to have fun around a bunch of people. And then you get that small moment of time where it's just you and the kids and you get to, you know, have fun with each of them and make something special with them. I think that's so much more impactful. But that's exactly why we do what we do. And that's what's important to us, making those memories with our kids, learning and growing our business so we can help you learn and grow yours. And
we live here today in Virginia because Talia wanted to live next to family. If you remember, like I said, if you've been listening since the beginning, we were in Maine when this started, and mm-hmm. I was ready to go to Florida, and Talia was with me on that idea, moving back to Florida. Everything changed when one day when she had a couple family members pass away, and she said she didn't want the kids to go their whole life without having a really close bond relationship with the grandparents.
Yeah.
And now we literally live across the street from my parents.
Yeah. And then only an hour and a half from mine.
Yeah. So they see them all the time now, and they got this close. I mean, I don't know. And the thing is, I don't see it being any closer because they're so nuts about their grandparents anyway. All I see is feel like I'm getting the shaft now because grandpa's number one. I can't even compare.
They're creating memories. They're not just.
Are they though?
I think
playing
so.
Video games all day, eating all that candy. Hey, I say, candy, what's your best memories with grandma and grandpa? Oh man, we had so much candy. I had at least 12 ice cream sandwiches. But, you know, that was why we kind of moved here. That was remembering what's important. That was why we moved here in the first place.
Yeah.
Right now we're bombarded with gift giving.
Yeah.
Right. There's a reason why me and Talia, ourselves have probably at sometimes 5x'd this winter.
Yeah.
And it's because of the you know, everybody's wanting to buy gifts. Everybody goes into massive debt this time of year because of that. I'm happy to say me and Talia haven't for years now gone into debt because of Christmas, because of this business.
Yeah.
Right. So we constantly try to tell you that this stuff really isn't important. And that's why this year, like, we did a trip and you're like, well, you're going to Orlando on vacation. That's, oh man, I feel bad for you. No, we literally did this because we didn't want to waste money on toys and junk that they just did not care about. We said, you know, me and Taya need a week to recharge our batteries. A time with me and Taya is important, especially because she wants the fifth baby.
What? don't believe the hype.
Yeah, whatever. And then, you know, we want to spend quality time with the kids. My brother and his family are down there. We want them to spend time together. And, you know, that was like, we wanted to spend the quality time and the quantity time with the family away from business and all the stuff we got going on, the headaches of just maintaining all these different things. Because me and Talia have a lot of plates in the air, right? Or a lot of juggling balls. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, whatever analogy you like. And, yeah, we wanted to make memories and remember what's important by spending that quality time together, not just a bunch of garbage. Because that's really what it came down to is everybody – there's a reason why the return rates go through the roof in January.
Yeah.
And it happens for everybody. So, if you know, we'll talk about that in January probably. But – it's because people realize it didn't matter.
Yeah. All that stuff, all the toys, you know, none of that stuff really matters. There might be one toy out of 10 that the kid got that they actually cared about, cared to play with, and the rest was just noise, right? So, you know, don't get overwhelmed with Christmas. Don't get overwhelmed with what the kid wants. Oh, I want this, I want that. Kids want everything. That's just their nature. They want what they see. And, you know, you can spend your entire budget, your mortgage, your rent, everything.
Yeah, on and not be able to pay your bills because of it.
Yeah, and we've seen people do that. But and buy them all this stuff that doesn't even matter. You know, figure out a way to enjoy your Christmas this season without all the hype, without all the noise. Not saying don't give gifts, because obviously we're giving our kids gifts as well. But
it's like three things compared to
last year. We went overboard.
Spent a couple grand on just nothing that we care, like nothing that they have looked at in the last month that they
have not played with a single thing that we got them last year for Christmas. How about that? And I think they only played with all those toys for the first week.
Some of them they didn't open for 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. So that being said, you know, the other thing that's really important to us is a saying that Mike always says.
Oh, you want me to say it? today's a coffee night. I'm drinking coffee during the episode. Usually I drink a lot of water because we talk a lot, but tonight it's just, I need some
just that kind of coffee, night.
Right? Yeah. But yeah, so Mike always says, people and memories are the only things that you can take with you when you go, right? So all the riches, all the gold, all the silver, all the cars toys. And toys and houses and jet skis and materialistic, and I won't call it materialistic, just the things you acquire over your lifetime, after you're said and done, they don't come with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get buried with them. That'd be stupid. But you, I mean, but that's it, right?
Right.
If you believe like me and Ty do, you know, one day we're going to go to heaven and we'll be reunited with our lost or past, you know, people that have passed. And supposedly it's so fast that even we'll be able to see our kids pretty quickly too. But that's the whole point. Like, the only thing that really matters, remembering what matters is that people and memories are the only things that you can take with you. When you go to heaven, it's still just you.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's going to be the best you, me with a six pack or something, right? Like the way I want it to be, with a perfect beard without all the gaps in between. And hopefully, you know, the people that I love are there with me, as well as, you know, the memories we made on here during our short life. I mean, life's short. If you guys never realize it, wait till you just blink your eyes and you got four kids. One's 11 or about to be 11.
About to be 11.
Yeah, then your wife's still talking about having more.
You're talking about having more.
She's pushing 40.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not pushing 40.
Oh, you're pushing something.
I'm going to push you.
If you're on a hill.
Oh, stop
and 35
it.
Get
back
the
to
peak,
your point.
I made my point.
Okay. So, guys, he digresses. So
what do you think about what I said, then?
No, I mean, I completely agree. I think that there's only two things that you take with you. And we want an abundance of both. You know, we want an abundance of memories and we want an abundance of family and friends there with us in the end. So regardless of how you believe or what you believe, you know, you still want those memories. You know, you still want to know that the people that you leave behind are taken care of. And so that is the whole point for us.
Remembering what's important. We hear it all the time where I'd rather have a life where I think it's Irma Bombach. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. She said, I want to go to heaven with not one talent left in me, that everything God gave me, I used every talent he gave me. Mm-hmm. And that's, and I completely screwed up the quote, but I mean, you get the point. It's something where you're like, I did everything. I didn't have any regrets. Right. I think regrets are something that everybody has no matter what. Or, you know, I wouldn't randomly dream about playing baseball at night or football when I haven't played in 18 years, yeah. You know, stuff like that. And I think we don't want to, the more those are you have when you get old enough where you can't do anything like that anymore, or I should have been a doctor. I look at everything I do now and I have regrets on the fact that I spent, 10, 12 years of my life as a professional in a industry that I can't transfer anywhere. Yeah. It's completely useless anywhere except shipbuilding, doing one type of thing, and electrical engineering, that's it.
Yeah.
The sales, I can go anywhere, but everybody has their own agenda and their own massive profit margins that make advertising sales very hard to do outside of doing it your way.
Yeah.
And then you start, never mind. I won't go too far into that, but like I have regrets about which field I picked to be a career path. I don't right now. I'm happy with what I do, but I also will regret it if I don't get some of these ideas out of my head and into the world immediately.
Right.
So like our whole 2019 is all about emptying the freaking brains of all these ideas and stuff that me and Ty have collected and we want to pursue, and hopefully having the income to produce these ideas.
Yeah.
Or the backing or the whatever it is.
Yeah.
We just want to be, we talked about it, we just want to create, really.
Yeah.
Content, movies, whatever. We have so much stuff that we need to get out before it's gone. Someone else has it. You ever see the commercial where it's like, hey, snap your fingers, the lights turn on. That was my idea. Me and Ty had these ideas and we keep seeing other people. They're not taking them. They just have the same idea.
Right.
Right.
And they're so, first to market. They make their way into the world before ours makes it on the paper. So
I think the worst regret you could have is not being doing something that makes you happy. Right. And if you didn't hear our last episode, it's the 4 pounds of cheese we talked about. What makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
What fills you and fulfills you.
Yeah. Well, I hope that that has been impactful for you and that you have a better idea of first who Mike and I are and what we, you know, want to give to you and, you know, for our kids. But I also hope that you're able to kind of figure out and navigate what really drives you and what's really important to you, whether it's family, friends, you know, just time. Time is one thing you can never get back. So I hope that you can kind of figure out, you know, how you can invest more time into the things that are more important to you. So, yeah.
And I heard a guy say a long time ago from stage, like, if you're having money problems, and I know that's what everybody's facing right now, is they look at their bank account, they're like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Right.
Right.
Or see the credit cards. And if you have money problems, that's the, you need to like get on your knees and thank God, because that's the easiest solution. I mean, the easiest problem to fix.
Right.
You know, people are out there with illnesses, cancers, life-threatening diseases, born with different deformities and abnormalities they can't do anything about, right? That's the cards they're dealt. They have to deal with that their whole life or whatever, or they're just trying to survive, mm-hmm. right? Living on the streets. Like, I complain about our house, but it's a pretty stinking nice house.
Yeah.
We're just paying too much money for it. But, you know, my kids aren't on the street. They're not, you know, begging for food or whatever. So just never take for granted the things that you have, and the same thing, remember what's important. If you've got health problems, that's a hard thing to fix if they're like life threatening,
right?
But if you got money problems, hey, just listen to our last almost 100 podcast and we'll fix the money problems for you. Just copy us.
Yep. All right, guys, it's that simple. Remember what's important and enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys
and have fun with your family.
See you Friday.